fasting and feasting, the life of visionary food writer Patience Gray. I'm anxious to learn about Patience and more. So good morning to you, journalist Adam Federman. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Doing great things as a reporting fellow with the Investigative Fund of the Nation Institute, covering energy and the environment. So let's get into this this food writer, Patience Gray. Remind me of her life.
Yeah, really fascinating woman, and not nearly as well known as some of the other food writers of her time, like Elizabeth David, M.F.K. Fisher, and Julia Child. Patience spent about half of her life in England before setting out on this Mediterranean odyssey, as she called it, traveling throughout Italy and Greece, eventually settling in 1970 in Puglia and producing what many consider to be one of the great books about food ever written, Honey from a Weed, which was published in 1986. Patience was almost 70 at that time. Of course, she had written several other books before then, but it's really Honey from a Weed that that she's best known for.
Yes. How did you come to learn about Patience Gray and do your writing, fasting and feasting? What was your goal here?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a roundabout thing because I had never heard of Patience before her death in 2005. I've been a cook and journalist for many years, so I've always had an interest in food writing. And I read an obituary of Patience in a magazine called The Art of Eating. The editor of that magazine had gone to visit her a couple of times and has been a great champion of her work. And the obituary was quite enticing. And soon after, I discovered a copy of Honey from a Weed on my parents' bookcase. So I dove in and was really just swept away by the book. The writing style and the range of things that she covers is really astonishing. And so this actually was more than 10 years ago, and that was really the beginning. I contacted her children, and her son Nicholas still lives in, he lives in Puglia now in the old farmhouse that Patience and her partner Norman had lived in, and he invited me down, and he said, "You're welcome to take a look at all of her letters and unpublished material." There were boxes and boxes of letters. Patience was a prolific letter writer, and that was really the foundation of the book.
Let's get into some details regarding she and a bit of her timeline and more. She began an affair with a Thomas Gray?
Right. So Patience, she was born in 1917, raised in a relatively well-off family, but always resisted the bonds of family and went off to boarding school at a young age, attended the London School of Economics. And just before the Second World War, she meets Thomas Gray, whom she has an affair with, and eventually has two children with Thomas. She never marries him, but takes his name by deed poll, which is kind of a one-sided contract, just an announcement in a newspaper. And in 1943, she leaves him and really never utters his name again. She tries to kind of edit him out of her life. So imagine Patience in her mid-20s, in the middle of the war in England, food rationing and all the rest, and here she is raising two little kids in a isolated primitive cottage. And this is where Patience says that she first took an interest in foraging and cooking. And that period was decisive for Patience in many ways. She spent the war years there in the cottage, and then after the war moved back to London, and that's where her career as a writer and artist really began.
Interesting. Talking with the author of Fasting and Feasting, The Life of Visionary Food Writer Patience Gray. Adam, let's talk about this revolution in cookbook publishing that culminated in 1961 with the publication of Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking. Did Patience publish in reaction to this high-end trend?
Well, she was part of it, really, and it's such an interesting period. The 1950s really did mark a revolution in food writing. You know, writers like Elizabeth David, M.F.K. Fisher, Patience, Julia Child, they transformed food writing into something that was taken seriously as a form of literature, even art. And Patience published her first book in 1957. It was a bestseller called Plat du Jour, Penguin paperback. Elizabeth David had published several books of her own in the early 1950s, and all of this kind of culminated in some of the great works that came out in the early 1960s, including Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking, which, of course, was published here in the United States. Patience, it turns out, also had a hand in translating one of the great culinary texts, the Larousse Gastronomique, a French encyclopedia of cooking. And then that book was published also in 1961. So it was just a really fertile time for food writing and cookbooks, and these women were really at the vanguard.
Lastly, it looks like in 1986, one of the last things on her timeline, Honey from a Weed, her now classic on Mediterranean cuisine and local sourcing, was first published?
Yes. I mean, this is just one of the great books on food. And it took Patience nearly 15 years to find a publisher. She had finished the manuscript or a draft of the manuscript in 1970. The book is highly unconventional, and for that reason and others, most publishers rejected it. But she had the good fortune of meeting Alan Davidson, who was the founder and publisher of Prospect Books, and he took it on. The book has really stood the test of time and is considered a classic. It covers the many different places that Patience and Norman lived throughout the Mediterranean, and is really an account of both the way of life that Patience said was fast disappearing, and the kinds of food and dishes that sustained that life.
Awesome. How do we find out more information about your latest work, Fasting and Feasting?
You can find info at my website, adamfetterman.com, and the book is available at all the usual places.
Great. All right. Thanks, Adam. Keep up your good work. Thanks for this life of visionary food writer, Patience Gray. Take care.
You're very welcome.